From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Police in Texas continue to search for a motive for the mass killing of 26 people and the wounding of 20 more in Sutherland Springs, a small town near San Antonio, on Sunday. Freeman Martin is a spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety.
The cause and manner of the death in this, with the shooter, will be determined by a pathologist during the autopsy. However, investigators found evidence at the scene that indicates the subject may have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Police say the subject was Devin Kelly, a 26-year-old dishonorably discharged U.S. airman. He opened fire on a small Baptist church. The victims were between the ages of 5 and 72. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, said it appears that there was a connection between Kelly and the church. His wife's parents worshiped there occasionally, although they were not in attendance when Kelly used a weapon on Sunday similar to an AR-15 assault rifle. President Trump continues his aggressive push to get Asian leaders to agree to pursue ending North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. He spoke Monday alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe about the North Korea crisis, and he defended his language on North Korea.
The era of strategic patience is over. Some people said that my rhetoric is very strong, but look what's happened with very weak rhetoric over the last 25 years. Look where we are right now.
From Japan, Mr. Trump will go to South Korea, then China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. This is VOA News. Former